Please turn in your Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 3.
我们请打开希伯来书第三章。
We just sang this song, Consider Him.
我们刚刚在唱一首诗歌是思想耶稣。
And in Hebrews 3:1, this is the basis for this song.
那个希伯来书第三章是这首诗歌的源头。
Hebrews 3:1.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想耶稣。
Each time the Lord gathers us.
每一次主召聚我们的时候。
I think all of us have come to realize that the message in one sense is always the same.
我想我们大部分都理解到我们的主题只有一个。
The answer to everything in life revolves around the Lord Jesus.
生活中每一样事情的答案都是围绕着耶稣。
But as Peter says in his epistles, we easily forget.
可是就像彼得在他的书信里所讲的，我们轻易忘记。
And Peter wrote to stir up the saints to cause them to remember.
所以彼得写书信，希望搅起信徒来。
Jesus knew how easily we forget.
耶稣知道我们怎么样轻易就忘记事情。
And so there is one spiritual habit, one spiritual tradition, one spiritual ceremony that he has given us every week.
所以他就给我们一个属灵的习惯，一个属灵的传统，一个属灵的典礼。
And he gathers us around his table just to remember, to consider him.
所以他把我们召聚他的饼杯面前来思念他。
Because as we enter the fast pace of the week, it's easy to get inundated with the pressures and the problems.
因为我们进入一个周中繁忙的生活的时候，我们很容易就忘记它。
It can be the depression on one side or the prosperity of the other.
可能是因为某些事情我们不高兴，或者因为我们太富足。
One of the brothers testified yesterday before being baptized that going back to Shanghai was not going to be easy.
有弟兄在那个受浸聚会的时候，他做见证说回去上海是不容易的一件事。
Shanghai has changed. It's now a prosperous city.
上海现在改成一个很繁荣的城市。
And materialism is taking over.
然后大家都很重视物质生活。
And it's very easy to forget the center of the universe, the Lord Jesus.
所以我们就很容易忘记这个宇宙的中心是谁。
Our creator and the very purpose that we're here.
他是我们的创造者，也是为什么我们来到这个世界。
Each day we have many crossroads.
每一天我们又来到很多的十字路口。
And the question is, do we consider him, the Lord Jesus, or do we consider our own interest?
那我们的问题就是我们要思想耶稣呢，还是我们要思念我们自己的爱好？
Let's just ask again the Lord to reveal his son to us this morning.
我们再一次求主把他的儿子启示给我们。
Father, we're your children.
父啊，我们是你的儿女。
And you know our tendency to drift away.
你知道我们有这个转偏离的倾向。
And so you have this word, consider Jesus.
所以你留给我们这句话说思想耶稣。
As a wonderful reminder.
这是一个何等奇妙的提醒。
The purpose for life.
这是我们生活的目的。
The power for life.
这是我们生活的能力。
The inspiration, the energy for life.
这是我们生活的能源的起源。
It is all in this one man.
都是起源于这一个人。
Reveal him to us this morning.
今天求你把他启示给我们。
In freshness for the coming week.
新鲜的在这一个礼拜周中也向我们启示他。
In Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Last week, our brother Philip took us out in the wilderness.
上一个礼拜，我们的中弟兄把我们带到旷野里面。
And he gave us a picture.
他给我们看一个图画。
You drive out into the desert area, and there is a couple tracks, and you follow them.
你开车到旷野里面，你就会看到几条路。
And then all of a sudden, those tracks become very dim.
你越开车越发觉这个路越来越不明显。
And pretty soon, there is nothing.
很快就连路都没有了。
And he shared with us three words.
他跟我们分享几句话。
I won't test you.
我不会考你们。
I am the way.
我是道路。
We get to this place where there is no more road.
我们到了那个地方是没有任何道路的时候。
And Jesus says, I am the way.
然后耶稣说，我就是道路。
It's at this point often we scrounge around for our own answers and solutions.
我们在这一刻常常找我们自己的问题的答案。
When I was raising my children, being the adventurous type, many times we headed out in these kind of roads.
当我小孩还小的时候，很多时候因为我很好奇，所以我也去带着他们在这些路上探险。
And the children would say, Dad, what if the car breaks down?
然后我的小孩就会问我说，如果我们的车坏掉了怎么办？
Dad, what if we get stuck?
为什么如果我们被留在一个地方怎么办？
Dad, do you know where you're going?
好吧，你知不知道你到底是要去哪里？
Well, as you go across life's road, there's also another sort of problem.
如果你走到生命的道路上，你会看到有另外一个问题。
And we call that a crossroad.
所以我叫那个是十字路口。
You come to a place, we have to go left or right.
你来到一个地方，你就想，我要转左呢，还是转右？
One person quipped, said, when you come to a crossroad, take it.
很多人说，你来到十字路口，你就走吧。
That's a joke.
那是一个笑话。
This morning, we would like to consider crossroads, choices, decisions, that we make by the hundreds every day.
今天早上我们要思考这个问题，就是这个十字路口跟这些要做决定的时候，我们每天都会遇见上百的这种情形。
And we make all those decisions in one of two ways.
我们对这些所有的决定都是有两种方法来应付。
We consider him and his answer, the Lord.
我们要不然就是思念他跟他的答案。
Or we consider ourselves.
要不然我们就是思想是我们自己
Our opinion
我们自己的主意
Our idea
我们自己的想法
Our personal desire
我们自己个人的喜好
Our want
我们需要什么
Our wishes
我们的愿望
And we veer off and follow our instincts, our natural instincts
那我们就偏离了，我们就依靠我们自己的意念。
I'd like to just take a few examples this morning out of the Word.
我们今天从神的话语里面看一些例子。
Of men who came to these crossroads.
看到有一些人来到这些十字路口。
And to learn from them how they found the way.
要向他们学习，看他们怎么样找到那个道路。
How they were able to choose the divine way.
让他们看看他们怎么样是决定选择这个神圣的生命。
Many of you have already made a good decision for next Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and that is to go to the conference.
很多人你们已经做了很好的决定，就是这个礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六去这个夏令会。
That's the beginning.
那只是开端。
But there needs to be a preparation even now in our heart of whether or not we're going to consider Him.See him, know him when we come together next weekend.
可是我们现在就要开始预备我们的心，来思想耶稣，来看见耶稣，来爱耶稣。
Or is this just the time to get out of Houston?
这不是一个时刻让我们可以离开侯斯顿。
Just to take a vacation.
或者去度假。
Or is it to meet the Lord?
或者我们是要遇见耶稣。
To anticipate and want to have an enlargement.Of the Lord Jesus in our life.
我们有预想是可也希望可以得到扩大，是得到更多耶稣。
Turn in your Bibles to Genesis 13.
请打开创世纪第十三章。
Abram became Abraham many times, was confronted with these crossroads, these decisions.
亚伯拉罕还没有变成亚伯拉罕的时候，他是亚伯兰，他常常在这些十字路口跟这些做决定的时刻。
And through his failures, he learned how to make the right choice.
他试过无数次的失败，让他学习怎么样去做正确的决定。
His nephew Lot had sheep and cattle.
他的侄儿罗德有牛羊。
And Abram had sheep and cattle.
亚伯兰也有牛羊。
And as is human nature, these shepherds would fight.
因为是人生来如此，所以他们的这些牧羊人就互相争。
And Abram, in his wisdom, called his nephew together and said, "Lot, choose which direction you want to take your flock."
亚伯兰就很有智慧的对罗德说：“你来选择，你要去哪里？”
Genesis 13 verse 8, Then Abraham said to Lot, Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。
Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right, or if to the right,Then I will go to the left.
遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
And Lot lifted up his eyes, just like we do, and saw all the valleys of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord.Like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar.
罗德举目看见，就像我们一样，常常举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的。那地在耶和华美未灭索多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的原子，也像埃及地。
So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan.
于是罗德就选择约旦河的全平原。
Abram was senior; he was the uncle.
亚伯兰其实是更年长的，他是那个叔父。
Abram had been the one who led them out of Ur; he had always been the leader.
亚伯兰本来就是把他们这些人都带领离开乌尔地，他本来就是首领。
If Lot was smart at all, he would have said, Uncle Abram, you decide.
如果罗德比较聪明的话，他应该说，亚伯兰叔叔，你来决定。
But Abram, in his maturing years, was beginning to learn that he could trust God's decision more than his own.
可是亚伯兰在他越来越成熟的年岁当中，他知道他可以信任神来做这个决定。
Lot trusted his eyes.
罗德相信他自己眼前看见的东西。
Lot trusted his own personal desires.
罗德相信他自己所喜好的。
It's the very thing that Adam and Eve trusted when they looked at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这也就是夏当跟亚当跟夏娃他们看到那棵树的时候，他们所信任的东西。
And Lot wanted what looked good to him.
他们相信。看为眼睛所看为好的东西。
We make very many, many decisions each day and choices out of our own background, our own ideas and thoughts.
我们做很多决定，做很多选择，都是我们根据我们自己的个人的喜好来做决定。
A two-year-old demonstrates this well, how they know more than their mother as far as what they should do and play and eat.
你只需要看看一个两岁的小孩，你就知道他们觉得他们比他们的母亲还聪明，他们可以自己决定 要吃什么，要玩什么。
And that very nature that is in that two-year-old remains in us.
那个在那个两岁小孩同样的个性，也是在我们的个性里面存在。
Yes, we've learned to reason. We do have gathered more facts.
对啊，我们是学会了怎么样可以分辨事情。
But we're still making the decision.Out of our mentality.
可是我们还是依照着自己的思想来做决定。
And we know the story of Lot, what a fool he was.
我们知道罗德的故事，他是如何的愚昧。
To follow the direction of his own eyes.
他根据他眼见的来做决定。
He thought that this was the best.
他以为这是最好的。
We often think like that.
我们常常也是这样子想。
But Abram said, I'm going to leave it to God.
可是亚伯兰说，我要把这个让神来做决定。
God is sovereign.
神是完全可以控制一切的。
I am not going to let selfishness rule my life.
我不要让我自私的念头来管理我的一生。
I'm going to let Lot choose.
我们要让罗德来选择。
And so...Abram got the rock pile.
所以亚伯兰就拿到那个不是那么好的那一份。
No streams up there on those hills.
那个地方并没有滋润。
Nothing like that fertile valley that this all these minerals had washed down over the centuries and made so fertile.
不像那个滋润的平原，这么多年来经过那么多的泉水的浇灌，有很多的矿物质。
Well, you know the story.
你知道那个故事。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, Now, Abram, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you, and to your descendants forever.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。”
Do you realize this morning, brothers and sisters, every one of you who can name the name of Jesus are a direct answer to that promise that was given him?
你们知道吗？你们所有有耶稣的人，你们都是就着这个后裔的这个问题的直接的后裔。
This just didn't represent as far as the 11 miles that he could see in that direction and the 11 miles he could see in that direction.
不是说只是能看这边向东看十一里或者向西看十一里。
This was North Pole, South Pole, as far as the east is from the west as it accompanies as it goes around the earth.
所谓的看是其实是从南极看到北极，从东看到西，整个世界。
God said at that time, Abram, every man and woman that walks on the face of this earth from now on that has your faith is your seed.
神对亚伯兰那时候就说，所有一个会在这世界上行走的人，如果他们有你的信心，他们就是你的后裔。
Lot had a little river valley.
罗德得的不过是一个滋润的平原。
The church in the last 2,000 years is the seed of Abraham.
从过去2000年的教会，也就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The New Testament calls us true Jews.
新约说我们是那个真犹太人。
He let God choose.
因为他让神来做选择。
Aren't we foolish to choose ourselves?
我们如果自己为自己做决定，不是很愚昧吗？
Lot was a believer.
罗德也是一个信神的人。
Lot had some virtues.
罗德也有一些优点。
But he had a lot of Lot in him also.
可是罗德他有很多他肉身的罗德在他里面。
his ideas, his goals, his plans, all centered around him.
他所有的意念跟目的都是围绕着他自己而转。
See, as believers, there are choices.
我们这些信主的人是要做一些决定。
And one of the saddest things in the history of the church, in the history of all believers.
在这个教会历史跟所有信主的人的历史上最可悲的一件事情就是
We settle for mediocrity.
就是我们就着马马虎虎就过日子的就算了。
Because we keep ourselves ahead and enthroned in our lives instead of considering him.
因为我们继续过生活而把我们自己放在宝座上而不是思想耶稣
Let's take another one
我们再看另外一个例子
Moses
摩西
Exodus 3
出埃及记第三章
First verse Exodus 3
出埃及记第三章第一节
Verse 1, now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness. And he came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶斯罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked.And behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
So Moses said, I must turn aside now. So Moses said, I must turn aside now.
所以摩西说，我要过去。我要过去
And see this marvelous sight Why the bush is not burned up
看这大异象这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look God called to him from the midst of the bush And said Moses, Moses And he said Here am I
耶和华神见他过去要看就从荆棘里呼叫说摩西摩西他说我在这里
Then he said Do not come near here Remove your sandals from your feet For the place on which you are standing Is holy ground
神说不要近前来当把你脚上的鞋脱下因为你所站之地是圣地
Moses had seen it all
摩西什么都看过了
Moses was ready to die
摩西预备要去死了。
Psalms 90 tells us it was written by Moses.
诗篇九十篇是摩西写的。
That Moses says at the age of 70, one dies. Unless he's strong, he lives to be 80.
摩西说，如果一个人是弱的，他可以活到七十岁；如果他是强壮的，可以活到八十岁。
We go on in that Psalm of Moses, and he talks about the brevity of life.
我们继续念那首诗篇的话他就会讲到说一个人生何等短暂
He had been prince of Egypt for 40 years
他曾经是埃及的王子有40年之久
And for the past 40 years he was hidden in the backside of this wilderness
可是在过去的那40年他在这个旷野的安静中被隐藏起来。
And God brought him to a place in that hiddenness where his whole life was reliant upon his father.
神把他带到这个隐藏的地方，让他一生就是来仰望主。
And he was ready to say, "Father, take me home."
摩西已经很预备好了，说，父啊，把我带走。
But God wasn't done.
可是神还没有做完他的工作。
Moses had his ideas, like we all do.
摩西有他自己的主意，像我们一样。
And Moses, our God, did something to get his attention.
所以神做了一些事情呢，吸引他的注意力。
Here is this bush that is speaking and does not become consumed.
这个荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
Moses instantly saw himself as that thorn bush.
摩西立即就想到他就是那个荆棘。
But there was another aspect of that thorn bush. It did not burn up.
可是这个荆棘还有另外一方面，就是它并没有被烧毁。
And he turned aside. What is this?
所以他要转过来看这是什么事情。
What is God saying?
这是什么东西？
What does God want?
这神要什么东西？
I thought I was to die.
我以为我要准备好要死了。
I thought I had lived my life.
我以为我已经过了一生了。
But God showed him that in a thorn bush, which all of you and I are, a dried up thorn bush, there can be a fire, there can be a power, there can be a life.
可是神透过这个荆棘，我们大家都是这个荆棘，可以看到说，透过这个火，我们是满有生命，满有亮光，满有能力。
And he said, I must turn aside.
所以他说我要过去。
And God says, take off your shoes, Moses. This is holy ground.
所以神对他说把你脚上的鞋脱下，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Your shoes that have accumulated all the world's thinking.
你的鞋子充满了世界的思想。
Your ideas.
你自己的主意。
Your opinions.
你自己的的想法。
Your goals.
你自己的目的。
I think I can't draw a shoe very good.
我不能我不懂怎么样画一个鞋子。
But this is something for the Sunday school teachers.
这是主日学老师要画的。
The children can make a shoe.
小孩能做一个鞋子。
And then they can put on all the crud, all the mud.
然后他们就把这些所有的泥土都写在这个鞋子上。
All of our education,
我们的教育，我们的主义，我们的意愿。
Our plans,
我们的计划。
Our goals,
我们的目的。
Opinions,
我们的看法。
And we have a load of them.
我们有很多很多这些东西。
Traditions,
传统。
Concepts,
这些观念。
Things handed down.
那些我们遗传下来的东西。
And they accumulate on our feet.
这些都聚集在我们的脚上。
God says, this ground is my son.
主说这个圣地是我儿子。
Hear him.
听他。
Listen to him.
过来听他。
This is holy ground.
这是圣地。
Brothers and sisters, when you go to work tomorrow, it's to be holy ground.
弟兄姊妹，当你明天去上班的时候，那是圣地。
Every step in our life is to be holy ground.
我们在人生所走的每一步，都是在圣地上所走的。
Leaving us open to His will, His ideas, His plan for our life.
如此的话，我们就可以让他的主意跟他的意愿来带领我们的生活。
Moses took off.His ideas. He let those things go.
所以摩西把他自己的主意拿下。
And for the next 40 years, he would stand on holy ground.
然后结成了40年，他就不断地站在圣地上。
Not saying a word, not moving, unless the Lord directed.
没有主的带领，他不说一句话，不去搬去哪里。
People say of Moses, wasn't that sad that Moses didn't enter in the land?
你们会说为什么摩西没有进入那地。
Brothers and sisters, Moses lived in the land for 40 years.
弟兄姊妹，摩西就在那地活了40年之久。
He lived in the fullness of Christ 40 years in that desert.
他在那个旷野里面，在主的丰满里面活了40年之久。
He had to even convince God sometime of God's own will.
他很多时候甚至于还要跟神讲他的旨意是什么。
He understood God's name so well. He said, God, you cannot do this. It's against your name. It'll hurt your name.
他知道神的名是何其重要，所以他说，主啊，你不能这样做，要不然会你的名会蒙羞。
How did Moses get there?
那摩西怎么到那个地步的？
Many, many crossroads.
就是透过很多很多十字路口。
He was exercised over 80 years.
他在八十年之久受到训练。
And like Abram, he got to a place where he didn't trust his peanut brain.
他到了一个地步，他再也不相信他渺小的头脑。
He only trusted the living word, what God would say.
他只相信神活生生的话语。
We often get saved, and immediately we got ideas. Oh, we're going to go do this. We're going to do that.
当我们遇见一些事情的时候，很多时候我们自己很快就说我们要做这个，我们要说那个。
Moses did that.
摩西也做过那些事情。
Moses heard the word that he was the deliverer.
摩西听到说他就是那个拯救者。
Here is Egyptian, a bad Egyptian. I'm going to kill him.
就看到这个坏的这个埃及人，我就把他打死好了。
God said, I can't use that.
神说我不能用这样的人。
Just like Jesus when he's going through Samaria, and Jesus says to his disciples, "Go ahead and get me a room."
耶稣经过撒玛利亚的时候，就跟门徒说，给我预备一个房间。
They go into the village, and the people said, "We don't want Jesus."
那可是他们到那个乡村的时候，他们说我们不要耶稣。
James and John, those thunderous sons, said, "Shall we call down thunder and lightning and kill these people?"
这个雅各、约翰，这个雷之子就说，我们不如从天上把这个雷叫来，把这个村庄灭掉。
Bad decision.
这是一个错误的决定。
Jesus said, "You don't even know the heart what you're talking from."
你都不知道你们的心是如何。
Jesus was so different.
耶稣是何等的不一样。
And Moses learned.
所以摩西学到了。
And he entered into that land.
他已经进入了那地。
The fullness of Christ.
就是耶稣基督的丰满。
Long before anyone else did.
比其他人之先都已经到那个丰满。
He had learned to meet these crossroads.
他知道在十字路口应该怎么样应付。
Is there any curiosity in you this morning about coming into a greater degree of God's joy and peace and purpose?
你们中间有没有人好奇说如何可以进入更多进入他的喜乐跟他的目的？
Have you ever seen that bush?
你们看过那个荆棘吗？
With a fire in it?
是有被火烧着。
Do you have a fire in you this morning?
你今天里面有那个里面有火被烧吗？
A fire that has been burning the dross?
那个火把你里面一切的污秽都烧掉的。
But also a fire that energizes you to be happy?
可是这个火也让你得到更多的力量，让你更高兴。
To be at peace in the devil's world.
面对着仇敌的世界是蛮有平安。
When it seems like all the things in the family are falling apart.
当家里面所有一切的事情好像都不顺你的意。
How do you respond?
你怎么样有反应呢？
I just gotta suck it up.
我就好好的去应付吧。
That's not fire.
那不是那个火。
Fire is dynamic. It's vital. It's there. It's automatic there.
那个火是自自然然的存在，是蛮有能源的。
When you and I were saved, God put the Holy Spirit in us. That's the fire.
当你我被得救的时候，那个神把圣灵放在我们里面，那就是那个火。
And each day, that has to be.Revitalized, rekindled.
每一天那个火要被重新的更烧旺。
By asking, Lord, quicken that spirit that you've given me.
我们怎么样把这个火挑旺呢？就是不断的问主说，主啊，把这个把我的灵再度提起来。
Make it real to me today.
求你向我把你更真的显现给我看。
I don't have to be a slave to the pressures of this life.
我不需要向这个世界上的压力低头。
But I can rise up.
可是我可以起来。
Above those things.
我可以在这些事情之上。
Not that the environment changes.
不是说我们的环境有什么改变。
But there's something in.
可是里面有些东西被改变。
That fire rose up in Moses. Those people would murmur day in and day out. And Moses just stood and worship the Lord.
这个火被烧起来的时候，那些百姓不断的发怨言，可是摩西就是仍然的照旧的敬拜神。
He prayed for those who are trying to get rid of him.
他为那些要把他除去的人祷告。
He bowed down and prayed for Aaron and Miriam, his own brother and sister, when they came up against him.
当他自己的兄弟跟那个姐姐要敌对他的时候，他低下头来为他们祷告。
How did he do this?
他怎么样可以做到这些事情呢？
There was a decision there, whether to look at this fire and desire it.
当有要事情要做决定的时候，你就可以说要去这边还是往那边去。
The good news today, brothers and sisters, none of us are different than Moses.
我们今天早上最好的消息就是说，我们跟摩西没有分别。
In fact, we have access to even a brighter fire than Moses had.
其实我们比摩西有更好的优处，就是说我们那个火是比他烧得更旺。
When Moses was here, the Lord Jesus was not exalted yet.
当摩西在的时候，主耶稣并没有被高举。
He was not vindicated.
主耶稣并没有被举起。
He was not exalted on high by his father.
父神并没有把他高抬。
After that, the Father sent the Holy Spirit.
可是之后，父神就把圣灵降下。
2,000 years ago at the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节两千年前的五旬节
and when you receive Christ that fire came in
当你接受主耶稣的时候你就接受那个火
and that fire brought in God's life eternal life
那个火就把神永远的生命带进你的生命中
but so often brothers and sisters we choose our life instead of that life
可是很多时候我们是选择自己的生命而不是那个生命
We live to ourselves
我们围着自己而活
Very few moment by moment tap in to this life
我们在很少的时刻才进入这个生命里面
This Holy Spirit is that which reconstitutes Christ's life in us
圣灵是把主的生命制作在我们里面
It's what inspires the life of Christ in us
这是给我们可以这个更多的追求他的生命
The Holy Spirit is a servant It takes no credit in itself
这个圣灵是一个仆人他并不为自己加添什么好处
It brings no attention to itself
他也不引任何人的注意力
It's just there to fuel the fire of Christ
他只是在那里把这个为主这个烧的火更加眺望
To make Christ real
把主耶稣更活生生的显现给我们
Many of you can think back of when you were saved And there was a light, there was a fire there
很多人我们可以想象我们以前得救的时候好像里面真的是有那个火
But then gradually we turn
可是慢慢的我们就转过去了
We become self-absorbed
可是越来越多越过我们就对自己是越来越注意
if you're the spiritual type you become self-absorbed in your ministry
如果你是那种属灵的那种人的话你就对于主的服事很热心
there is no place brothers and sisters to consider your ministry your gifts
在主的眼中对主的服事是跟这个没得比的
you know why
为什么呢
it'll be a trap
因为这个是一个陷阱
You and I are fallen
我们可能会陷入这个陷阱
And you take our fallen nature And hook it up with ministry, gift, anything else And it becomes contaminated
因为我们的生命原来的生命是堕落的如果我们把这个堕落的生命带进服事里面这个服事也被脱
发 We only have one place in which we look
我们只有一个地方是我们要去看的
The raising up the worship of the Lord himself
就是我们看主耶稣被高举就是敬拜他
There's only one place in this walk where there's not a snare
只有一个地方是没有任何的问题的
And that is when we're worshiping the Lord
就是当我们在敬拜主的时候
When we're enthroning him just like Abram
当我们在他的宝座面前的时候像亚伯兰一样
It wasn't about his cattle it was about God you choose You're in charge.
我们的问题不在于牛群羊群，而是说主啊，你来做决定。
Let's go to Joshua.
我们来看约书亚。
Joshua 24.
耶稣雅记第二十四章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Joshua, the servant of the servant of God, Moses.
耶稣雅是摩西的仆人。
Verse 14, Joshua 24. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt.And serve the Lord.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
And if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river.Or the gods of the Amorites in those land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Many, many years before.Joshua had come to this crossroads.
很多很多年前，耶稣雅就来到这个十字路口。
I'm going to be a servant of Moses.
我要是做摩西的仆人。
And that's what put him on the track of who he actually became.
这就把他放在那个要去成为他将成为的那个道路上。
We know that Moses was called the servant of God.
你知道摩西是称为神的仆人。
Being a servant goes against our flesh.
成为一个仆人是跟我们肉身的喜好是完全有冲突的。
Come undering, taking care of, implementing someone above us, helping them out, goes against us.
要在一个人的底下做事，要为别人的命令执行，命令，这是跟我们肉身的喜好是有冲突的。
This is one of the things that hinders us from making right choices.
这是让我们不能做正确选择的一个原因。
Because there is something in all of us that wants to be above.
因为我们里面都有这个愿望是要比别人好。
Verse that touches me regarding King Saul. And Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on.
我那个主有一句话摸着我，就是说，扫罗从那个时候就看大卫，就觉得他蛮有可疑的。
Saul looked with suspicion on David from that day on.
从那日以后，扫罗就对大卫觉得有怀疑。
What destroyed King Saul?
这个扫罗王是怎么样被毁的呢？
Here is the king of Israel, this mighty king in stature and in position.
他是以色列的王，是被高举的。
God anointed Samuel anointed him. God anointed him.
神跟撒母耳都高他为王。
He prophesied.
他也说预言。
What happened?
可是后来又发生什么事情呢？
A little ditty, a little song.
有一点点的小事发生。
The king of Israel dethroned by a little song.
这个以色列的王被这个大卫夺去王位。
Saul has killed his thousands, David his 10,000. It destroyed him.
因为人家说他只是杀千千，可是大卫是杀万万的人，这就把他一生毁掉。
It's not easy to take second place.
这个要居第二位是不容易的。
In the ministry, jealousy has killed more men and women than anything else.
在我们的侍奉当中，这个嫉邪是毁掉很多很多人的服侍。
In the body.It happens all the time.
在肢体生活中常常有这种事情发生。
Because we're still listening to our flesh. Our flesh is making decisions.
因为我们常常是听我们的肉体，让我们的肉体来做决定。
I think I'm a better teacher than that person. Why are they there?
我比这个人更会教，为什么那个人在教，不是我？
I know how to raise children better than they. Why is that person there?
我比其他人更会教小孩，为什么是那个人而不是我在那里教？
Husbands thinking they're superior to their wives. Wives thinking they're superior to their husbands.
丈夫比以为比他太太更强，太太比
觉得
比丈夫更强。
Children, young people thinking, of course, they're smarter than anyone in the family.
这些孩子们跟青少年人认为他们是世界上最聪明的人。
Joshua served.
可是约书亚是服侍的人。
And it made it very easy for him to say, for me and my house, we're going to submit. We're going to be a slave to the Lord.
对他来讲，他是很容易的说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉、服侍耶和华。
Let's go back to when we were saved.
我们回到你当初得救的时候。
Romans 10.
罗马书第十章。
Take one of those very familiar verses that we use when we preach the gospel.
罗马书第十章是有一个很简单的经句，是我们常常用来引人得救。
Verse 9.
第九节。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
How many of us really caught and saw the key to that verse?
我们有多少人真的看到这个经句里面最重要的事情？
He is Lord.
他是主。
That's what happens at salvation.
这就是我们得救的事情。
I'm done with myself. I'm a failure.
我自己是失败的，我已经对我自己失望了。
I can only do one thing well, and that's the sin.
我只有一件事能做得很好了，就是我不断犯罪。
I'm a self-centered. That's sin. That's just thinking about me. That's what sin is.
我不断的以自己为中心，那就是犯罪。
Sin is just simply believing in me, trusting me, having confidence, self-sufficiency in me.
犯罪就是相信你自己，信任你自己，对你自己蛮有信心。
Brothers and sisters, we become saved when we confess with our mouth Jesus as Lord.
当你口里认耶稣为主，你就必得救。
That doesn't mean we just sing the song, He is Lord, He is Lord.
那不是说我们不断唱那首歌，就是他是主，他是主。
This means from our heart.
那是说从我们心里来承认。
We've given ourselves to another master.
我们已经把我们自己给另外一个主人。
Every day of the week.
每一天，每个礼拜的每一天。
Every decision, He's the Lord.
每一个要做决定的时刻，他都是主。
We are praying without ceasing.
我们是不断的祷告。
We're just simply saying, Lord, what do I do here?
主啊，我们在这个情况下应该做什么呢？
Lord, strengthen the Christ in me. I need your patience.
主啊，请你把你在我心中的耶稣加强，让我有更多的忍耐。
May Christ rise up in me.
让这个主在我里面的主兴起。
You know we have many false ideas of what Christianity is.
我们对于基督教有很多错误的观念。
One of them is that Christianity is a certain performance.
很多时候我们以为基督教就是要做一些什么事情。
It represents going to a meeting 9:30 to 1:30 on Sunday. That's Christianity.
基督教就是礼拜天从九点半到一点去聚会。
The word meetings conjure up thoughts of that's Christianity.
很多时候我们以为聚会就是基督教。
No, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你里面成为荣耀的盼望。
It's choosing Him at all these crossroads every day and saying, "It's Him. I'm remembering Him. I'm considering Him."
是在你生命中所有的十字道路上，你选择他，你思想他，那时候他就被高举。
Joshua knew who was Lord.
约书亚知道谁是主。
He entered the land.
他进入那地。
He not only entered the land, he led everyone else in.
不但他自己进入，他也带领其他所有人进入那地。
He was so decisive. He knew how to choose.
他是那么有能力来做决定，他知道怎么样做选择。
Oh, like us, he would rely upon his own thinking once in a while.
他有的时候也会依赖他自己那个的思想，就像我们一样。
If we defeated Big Jericho, well, Ai is just a walk in the park.
因为我们已经把这个耶利哥城这么大的城打下来了，爱城不过是小儿科而已。
That was Joshua's thinking. See, see, see what happens?
你看到这就是约书亚的想法，你知道发生什么事情吗？
See how dangerous it is?
这个是何等的危险。
Young people have some big decisions coming up in the next few years.
你们这些年轻人在这几年后会有需要做很重要的决定。
The first one is school.
第一要需要做的决定就是去哪里上学。
Many young people, they are right here.
我们当中有很多年轻人。
Hey, I want to go this, well, I'm going to put out my application to this many schools.
他们说我们要向所有的学校发申请书。
And you get three back.
然后有三个学校收你。
Well, if I go there, I'll be close to the beach.
如果我去那个学校，我会靠近沙滩。
If I go here, oh, will that look good on my resume?
如果我去这里的话，对我的履历表以后会有很大的帮助。
Oh, this university has the college that's just perfect for my interest.
这个学校有那个对我想学的东西是最好的。
I have a friend.It goes, I think I want to go there.
我有一个朋友去那个学校，我也要去那个学校。
And we miss the right place.
然后我们就错失了我们该去的学校。
You choose a university by saying, not my will, but thine be done.
我们选择去哪里上大学是说是靠着主的意思，不是我们自己的意思。
We choose our mate in life, not my will, but thine be done.
我们选择我们将来的配偶也是靠着主的意思，不是靠我们自己的意思。
Jobs, not my will but thine.
我们选择工作也是说是主的意思，不是我们的意思。
We often change geographical area because it's a higher paying job.
很多时候我们搬到别的地方是因为那里有更高薪的工作。
This is good for my career.
这个是对我的以后的工作有好处。
My choices.
这是我的决定。
Fallen man making choices every day.
我们堕落的人常常做很多决定。
Is it any wonder we live in mediocrity?
怪不得我们是马马虎虎的就过日子。
Most do.
我们大部分人都是这样子过日子。
And most do not move out of it.
很多时候我们就是马马虎虎一辈子这样子过日子。
We're so stubborn.
因为我们景象很硬。
We're so self-reliant.
我们不断地依靠我们自己。
So deceived by the enemy.
我们被仇敌完全蒙骗。
He's a liar.
他是骗人的人。
He sends his airways full of lies every day.
他不断地跟我们撒谎。
The ads on television, they're laced with lies.
到处都是他的谎言。
These things that you see on these ads aren't going to make you happy.
这些你看到电视上的广告并不会让你更快乐。
It's a lie.
那都是谎言。
Very gullible.
可是我们就何其的被相信这些事情。
And we suffer loss.
所以我们就遭到损失。
Not just for ourselves.
不但是为我们自己而言。
But for the one who bought us.
可是我们让我们那个赎我们的人也遭到损失。
The one who deserves our allegiance.
那个值得我们一切的赞美的人。
The one who has taken you out of the slave market of sin and selfishness and anger, he's taken you out of that.
他把你从这个为奴的生活中拯救出来，把你从愤怒当中拯救出来的人。
And yet our attitude is just like in the first century, away with him.
可是我们的态度对他的态度就是好像那第一世纪的人说把他除去
I'm going to choose
我要做选择
I know best
我知道什么是最好的
How about Elisha
那以利亚又怎么样呢
First Kings 18
列王记上第十八章
Verse 20.
第二十节。
First Kings chapter 18 verse 20. So Ahab, this is the king, sent a message among all the sons of Israel and brought the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, How long will you hesitate between two opinions?
亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？”
Israel had really fallen.
以色列真的是堕落了。
They hadn't just backslidden.
他们不是只是堕落一点。
They had fallen headlong into themselves.
他们倒头就倒下来了。
Trusting themselves, which is the biggest idol.
他们信任自己，那是最大的偶像。
The Laodicean church is said to be poor, naked, and blind.
老底家的教会是又贫穷，赤身露体。
We're blinded.
也是瞎眼的，我们也是瞎眼的。
Idols are known for being blinded.
那个偶像都是瞎眼的。
God speaks.
主是说话的神。
But we can't hear.
可是我们听不见。
Because we're deaf.
因为我们耳朵是聋掉了。
We are that idol.
我们就是那个偶像。
Oh, it's so easy to try and figure out where the idols. We're always trying to, where are the idols?
我们常常说到处看说偶像在哪里。
Look in the mirror.
就看镜子，照照镜子就行了。
It's absorbed with self.
那就是 你自己这么样顾着你自己我们爱我们自己
We live for ourselves
我们为自己而活
My university
这是我的大学
My job
这是我的工作
My children
这是我的首饰
You know, we don't even say often our children
我们并没有说是我们的孩子
Much less, they're God's children
我们更不说是神的孩子
My car
这是我的车
We don't even consider our spouse
我们也不想我们的配偶
Everything's mine
什么都是我的
I'm the only one in my family
我们家里面只有我一个人
As if the husband had the children
那好像那个丈夫有他的孩子
No
不对的
How does this creep in?
这个想法是从哪里来的呢
Well, we were born with it
我们一生下来就是有这个想法。
And even after we're born again, and I'm just even speaking to you, young brothers who were just baptized, there is this old man that just wants to well up in us.
就算是我们重生之后，我也是向着我们刚得救的弟兄说，还是有这个老我在里面出现。
And choose and choose and choose for ourselves.
我们不断的以靠着自己来做选择。
Using this limited IQ.
我们的智商是有限
Not knowing one second about the future None of us do
我们没有一个人可以知道未来是怎么样
How silly it is for us to be making decisions on our own When we do not know tomorrow The 30th of May
我们对明天5月30号一无所知可是我们还是要靠着自己做决定
We don't know the economy tomorrow We don't know the weather tomorrow We don't know our health tomorrow We don't know nothing
我们不知道明天的经济，不知道明天的天气，也不知道明天的我们的健康如何。
Doesn't it even make logic sense to trust someone who knows the whole pattern, the whole thing?
我们相信这个我们让这个知道一切的人做决定，不是很符合逻辑吗
？Elisha stood there and said, "How long are you going to stay between these two?"
以利亚就对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？”
Got one foot over here in the Lord, and one here in yourself.
一只脚是搭在主里面，一只脚是搭在你自己里面。
And that is nothing. That's zero.
那就是无有。
We learn that in multiplication. A million times zero is what? Zero. They know it.
对我们的小孩都知道乘法一百万乘以零也是等于零
You can never get anything out of it
你什么也不能得到
It always ends up zero
你都是无有
And that's where these people were here
这些人就是如此
until the fire fell.
然后直到这个火降下。
And God demonstrated His power that day. It's a beautiful story.
神把他的能力彰显出来，那是一个美好的故事。
I will just mention one little more point about that story to emphasize something.
我要讲这故事中的一个小点来说明一件事情。
And that's all the water that Elisha put on that before God sent the fire.
就是以利亚在那个火还没有降下来之前放了很多很多水。
We've been talking about not trusting ourselves.
我们常常说到不要相信自己。
I like the principle when it comes to making any decision of putting fire or water on it.
我喜欢这个把水放在火上面的这个事情。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Someone comes to you and says, "The end of July, we would like to take you to the hills of Banff, Lake Louise, Alberta."
在六月底，我要把你带到这个加拿大的一个很漂亮的河边。
It's a lot cooler than Houston.
那个天气是比这里凉快很多。
The lake is so beautifully blue.
那个湖水是如何的美丽。
I will pay the airfare.
我会把你的机票钱付掉。
The food and all the accommodations. Can you come?
我会把你的膳食跟酒店都付钱，你会来吗？
Well, I don't think it takes. You have to think about that answer too long.
我想我们不需要思考这个答案很久。
But we're talking about doing what God wants.
可是我们在说到说要做神喜悦的事情。
So what do we do?
那我们做什么呢？
We put water on it.
所以我们就把水放到那里。
We absolutely walk away from it, and even discourage even the thought, I want to do what you want, Lord.
所以我们就离开这个暂时离开这个决定，然后鼓励神说你我们只要照你的意愿而做事。
Excuse me. Our tendency is to put gasoline on it.
我们的倾向就是在这里加那个油。
Yes, I'll go. I got my bags. Let's go.
我行李已经装好了，我们就去吧。
Instead of saying, well, I better ask, I'll see what my mom thinks.
我们很少会说，我问问我们的母亲，让他们怎么想。
I'll ask this level-headed brother that I really trust. I'll see what he thinks.
我要问问看这个很平静的弟兄，看看他怎么样想。
See what I'm talking about? Just backing off.
就是离开这个决定。
So that we don't get our place, so we don't enter into something that's where God doesn't want us.
让我们不进入一个地方是神不喜悦我们去的。
Brothers and sisters, I've experienced backing away from those opportunities and seeing what the Lord did in a whole another area.
我常常是经历过离开这些机会，然后看到神在别的地方开路。
And I've seen how the Lord is. Shown and opened up a whole new way that wouldn't have happened if we had gone the other way.
我也看到神怎么样开一个崭新的路，跟以前是完全不一样的。
We can trust the Lord.
我们可以相信主。
Daniel.
但以理。
Turn to Daniel.
请打开但以理书。
You young people have heard this message many times about Daniel.
你们年轻人已经听这个但以理这个信息听过很多次了。
Daniel 1:8.
但以理书第一章第八节。
But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself.
但以理却立志不玷污自己。
Daniel.Made up his mind not to defile himself.
但以理立志不玷污自己。
This isn't a booze message.
这个不是要我们劝你不要喝酒。
This isn't a temperance message.
这个也不是要你少吃一点。
Daniel, as a young child, as a young boy, had determined in his mind he was not going to trust himself.
但以理在很年轻的时候是小男孩的时候他就立志不要信任他自己
he was not going to let the world influence him even if it meant death
他不要让世界的影响来影响他纵然他可能会失去他的生命
he had given himself completely to the Lord
他把他自己完完全全的交给主
and many times during the day he would do exactly what the king said
很多时候每一天当中他都做王叫他做的事情
but then every once in a while an edict came out a command came out Daniel we want you to do this he said no
可是偶尔会有王下命令做要他们做一些事情但以理说不我不做这些事情
he purposed in his mind
他立志
our minds are often very sloppy very soft
很多时候我们的头脑何其的软弱
Well, I don't really know what, if I don't do this, I might lose my job.
如果我不这样做的话，我可能失掉我的工作。
Daniel graciously stood for truth.
但以理在恩典里面站在真理上站立的稳。
He was not going to let his will, his ideas, his opinions defile him.
他不要让他自己的想法自己的主意跟自己的思想来玷污自己
and as a result that burning life was always in him
结果他有这个燃烧的生命在他里面
and let's conclude with Acts 22
我们再看看
Saul of Tarsus
使徒行传第二十二节大树的扫罗
Verse 6.
第六节
And it came about that as I was on my way, approaching Damascus about noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me. And I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我要到大马色正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And I answered, verse 8, "Who art thou, Lord?"
我就回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And he said to me, "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting."
他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And those who were with me beheld the light to be sure, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord?
与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说，主啊，我当做什么？
Here is a man for a number of years who every time a decision came up, it was always centered on him and his wants, his desires.
这是有一个人，他多年来每一件事情要需要做决定的时候，都是他靠着他自己的意识来做决定。
But we thank the Lord, there came a time when God dismounted this man.
可是我们感谢主，因为主把他从马上推倒。
And if you've ever fallen from a horse, it doesn't feel good.
如果你从马上被有掉下来过的经验，你知道那是经历是十分不好的。
It gets your attention.
它是真的能得到你的注意力。
In 2 seconds, these are the emotions that go through your mind. Anger, first of all, that you're getting thrown.
在头那两秒钟，第一个想法就是你是很愤怒，因为你被从马上掉下来。
Secondly, you know that the horse is going to run to the barn, and you're going to have to walk.
第二个想法就是这个马要跑回马房里面，你要自己走路。
About that time comes that first hit on the ground, and it jars every bone in your body.
在那个时候，你已经堕到地上，所以身上每一个骨头都在酸痛。
And the next second is, are those back hoofs going to kill me?
然后那个下一秒，你就想到说马的后蹄会不会踢到我的脑门
？That's what happened to Saul.
这就是在扫罗里面头上想的东西。
A thousand times, just the light itself.
可是这些事情发生过一千次、上千次。
He was blinded.
他被主的他看不见。
He was so humble.
他是完完全全降卑。
the minute the voice came, he even answered, right, Lord, who art thou, Lord?
当这个声音出现的时候，他甚至于 能正确的回答说，主啊，你是谁？
And then he says, what shall I do, Lord?
然后他说，我当做什么，主啊？
This wasn't the first and last, this wasn't the last time Paul said this.
这不是保罗最后一次这样说。
This began the beginning of a lifetime of Saul who became Paul saying, Lord, what do I do?
这个是一个开始，从此之后扫罗变成保罗，他一生都不断地向主说，主啊，我当做什么？我当去哪里？
Where do I go?
我当去哪里？
What do I do?
我当做什么？
What do I say?
我当说什么？
How do I respond to my children?
我怎么样对我的小孩做出反应？
How do I respond to my husband?
我怎么样对我的丈夫做出反应？
Lord, I need your life.
主啊，我需要你的生命。
I need your wisdom.
我需要你的智慧。
I need your holiness.
我需要你的圣洁。
I need your justice in this.
我需要你的公义在这里。
I need your omnipotence in this.
我需要你的大能。
I need your omniscience.
我需要你的全能。
It's all ours in Christ.
所有我们的东西都是在基督里。
But we very seldom consult.
可是我们极少极少的时候是会去询问主。
We've come to trust ourselves.
我们开始信任自己。
Much more.
我们越来越信任自己。
We come to big crossroads.
我们来到大的十字路口。
And we come to these 100 little choices each day.
我们也看到每天很多很多小小的决定。
And we trust ourselves.
然后我们就信任我们自己。
We enthrone ourselves.
我们把自己放在宝座上。
The Lord is dethroned.
主并没有坐在宝座上。
We give him a glance, when we're ready to take an exam.
我们要考试之前，我们就去看看主。
We have an interview. Lord, make me look good.
我们要面试了，我们就跟主说，主要让我面试成功。
Help me just come up with the answers to this exam that I haven't studied for.
我考试没有念书，求主给我这个需要考试上的答案。
No relationship, no fire.
我们跟主没有任何的关系，也没有任何的火花。
Very little of Christ.
很少很少的基督。
Yes, you will go to heaven if you have believed and confessed with your mouth that He is Lord.
是的，你会上天堂，因为你口里承认他是。
But have forgotten it, and He no longer is Lord.
可是你已经忘记他是主，他也不是你的主。
This Thursday we'll be heading to the conference.
这个礼拜四我们大家都要去夏令会。
It's a weekend of choices.
这个周末有很多很多的决定时刻。
It's a weekend of beginning even right now. Lord, I want to see the treasure that's in this earthen vessel.
我们是要从现在开始就要跟主说，我们要看到这个瓦器里的宝贝。
I want this fire that was in that bush to fire me.
我要这个荆棘里的火焰来烧着我。
In love, and kindness, and patience.
我们在爱里，在忍耐当中。
That I might be the gentle one in the home.
我可以在家里成为温柔的人。
For you children, young people, you're not children.
For you young people. 年轻人。
This means having a spirit when mom says, clean your room.
这就等于是说你妈妈要你整理房间的时候你是有一个顺服的灵。
Turn off the computer.
把那个你的电脑关掉，把灯熄掉，把床
折好。It means a choice of, yes, mom.
这是一个决定说是的，母亲。
You go in and you take your bookcase and you dust behind it.
这就是说你要来到你的书柜面前把后面也擦干净。
You clean under the bed.
你把床底下也整理干净。
Because you've yielded to the Spirit of God that gives you a willingness.
因为你顺服这个神的灵给你这个顺服的心。
This life starts right now.
这个生命在今天就开始。
If you make bad choices now, you will live under yourself.
如果你现在就做错误的决定的话，你就会靠你自己生活。
You'll be at odds with your parents.
你就会跟你的父母起冲突。
You'll be at odds with teachers.
你也会跟你的老师起冲突。
You'll have a friend, and then you'll be at odds with that friend.
你会有一个朋友，可是你会对你的朋友也有冲突。
And as we see in Hebrews 2:1, begin to drift.
我们也看到希伯来书第二章第一节，你就这样子就偏离了。
When the author wrote Hebrews, he saw a drifting.
当那个希伯来书的作者写希伯来书的时候，他看到一个偏离。
So in Hebrews 1 and 2, he lifts up this glorious Christ.
所以在希伯来书第一章第二节，他就把这个荣耀的主来高举。
And then he comes to Hebrews 3:1 and he says, consider Jesus.
然后他就来到第三章第一节说，思想耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning we confess our dullness, our slowness when it comes to spiritual things.
主啊，我们对于我们今天早上为着我们属灵的反应的迟钝，向你忏悔。
It's often just a big joke.
很多时候好像笑话一样。
It's just a duty that we do a couple times a week.
这变成宗教对我们变成是一个好像每一个礼拜要做几次的一个责任。
Always living by the choices of our self life.
我们一直还是住在我们自己做决定的生命里面。
Never letting the fire of the Holy Spirit inspire Christ in us.
我们从来没有让圣灵的火焰来烧旺我们，带进基督。
Lord, may we be inspired this morning to choose.
今天让我们挑旺我们的心，让我们来选择耶稣。
And to choose rightly every minute of the day.
然后每一天每一刻都选择做正确的选择。
We pray in Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. 我们再多。有一点时间在主面前有些祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer before the Lord.
愿主预备我们再过四天要到夏令会，预备我们每一个人的心。
May the Lord prepare each one of our heart as we go to the summer conference in 4 days.
也为